You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready. I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 435, covering week 41, October 6th to 12th, 2025. Tiny USB 0.19, a cross-platform USB stack for embedded systems, is now available. It provides USB stack components for both USB hosts and devices. The project code is written in C and is distributed under the MIT license. To enhance security, Tiny USB does not use dynamic memory allocation. Multi-threaded applications are supported. To ensure safe multi-threaded operation, all interrupt events are not processed immediately upon receipt of an interrupt service request, but are instead placed in a queue, which is parsed and processed within the context of the application, not the interrupt handler. Semaphores and mutexes are used when accessing shared resources, such as the communication device class FIFO. The stack is abstracted from the operating system and can be used as a standalone component, unbound by operating system functionality. Modules are available for integrating Tiny USB with FreeRTOS, RT-Thread, and Apache Minute. Power-saving features such as sleep and wake-up on activity are supported. An initial implementation of the Power Delivery 3.0 protocol for managing power transfer over USB Type-C is included. OpenSSH 10.1, an open-source client and server implementation for SSH 2.0 and SFTP, has been released. Note, a future release of OpenSSH will deprecate support for SHA-1 SSHFP records due to weaknesses in the SHA-1 hash function. SHA-1 SSHFP DNS records will be ignored, and SSH-keygen-r will generate only SHA-256 SSHFP records. The SHA-256 hash algorithm, which has no known weaknesses, has been supported for SSHFP records since OpenSSH 6.1 released in 2012. Please see all the changes at the link in the show notes. GIMP 3.0.6 has been released. Builds have been released for Linux, AppImage, and Flatpak for x86 and ARM64 architectures, macOS, and Windows. The focus of this version is on fixing bugs and regressions. New functionality is being developed in the GIMP 3.1 branch, which will be the basis for the stable release of GIMP 3.2, which will feature support for link layers and vector layers, as well as expanded CMYK support and color management capabilities. Andreas Kling reported that Lady Bird passed over 90% of the web-platform-tests, which determine compatibility with a reference web platform. This achievement is sufficient to qualify it as an alternative browser engine for iOS. Lady Bird successfully passed 1,861,180 tests, 91.5%. By comparison, Chromium 139 passed 1,996,034 tests, Firefox 143 passed 1,942,510, Safari 26.0 passed 1,952,793, and Servo passed 1,672,466 tests. The web-platform-test tests are part of the Interop initiative, jointly promoted by Google, Mozilla, Apple, Microsoft, Buku, and Egalia, aimed at testing the level of implementation of web technologies and browsers and identifying discrepancies that affect the appearance and behavior of websites when processed. Arduino, the company that designs and develops open-source microcontroller-based boards, announced the sale of its business to Qualcomm Technologies. The transaction amount was not disclosed. It was noted that joining Qualcomm will expand Arduino's ability to promote open-source hardware devices worldwide. Following the acquisition, Arduino will remain an independent brand, support for existing boards will be maintained, and the mission and commitment to open technologies will remain unchanged. However, the project will receive significant resources for development. Qualcomm, for its part, intends to leverage Arduino technologies to form a unified edge computing stack. The main Nginx 1.29.2 branch has been released, continuing to develop new features. The parallel stable 1.28.x branch only includes changes related to fixing serious bugs and vulnerabilities. The stable 1.30 branch will later be based on the main 1.29.x branch. The project code is written in C and is distributed under the BSD license. The T2 SDE 25.10 metadistribution has been released. It provides an environment for creating custom distributions, cross-compiling, and maintaining package versions up to date. Popular distributions built on the T2 system include Puppy Linux. The project provides 36 bootable ISO images with a minimal graphical environment, including versions with the MUSL, UCLibC, and GLibC libraries. Builds with graphical environments based on GNOME and Wayland are available for current architectures. The platform focuses on creating builds based on on the Linux kernel, but is also developing prototypes for building packages for operating systems including macOS, Haiku, and BSD. Plans include support for creating environments based on other kernels such as L4, Fuchsia, and Redox OS, as well as building builds based on AOSP. Over 7,000 packages are available for building. Wireshark Network Analyzer version 4.6 has been released. The program supports over 1,000 network protocols and several dozen traffic capture formats. It provides a graphical interface for creating filters, capturing traffic, analyzing saved dumps, and inspecting packets. Advanced features include packet reordering, extracting and saving the contents of files transferred using different protocols, playing VoIP and RTP streams, and decrypting IPsec, ISAKMP, Kerberos, SNMP v3, SSL/TLS. WEP and WPA/WPA2. The project's code is distributed under the GPLv2 license. Engineers at Meta introduced OpenZL, a data compression and decompression toolkit that offers higher compression levels and speed than the Z standard and XZ formats. OpenZL is designed for efficient compression of structured datasets, such as those used in machine learning, as well as data stores containing fields with various repeating types of information. OpenZL is written in C and C++ and is open sourced under the BSD license. When compressing a database containing the SAO Astronomical Star Catalog, OpenZL reduced the data size by a factor of 2.06 compared to Z standard algorithms 1.31 and XZ's 1.64. Moreover, OpenZL outperforms Z standard in compression speed by a factor of 2 and XZ by a factor of 65. Decompression in OpenZL was slightly slower than Z standard, but 27 times faster than XZ. OpenZL is not a general purpose algorithm and only shows good results for data with a known structure. Ubuntu 25.10 Questing Quokka has been released, an interim release good for 9 months. Pre-built installation images have been created for Ubuntu and all official flavors. Alongside GNOME 49 and new default applications such as the Ptixis Terminal Emulator and the Loop Image Viewer, Ubuntu 25.10 introduces notable platform upgrades, from improved Bluetooth audio handling to expanded support for confidential computing features. Ubuntu 25.10 is the first to benefit from memory-safe implementation of core utils and sudo-rs, as well as improvements in TPM-backed full disk encryption and support for nested virtualization on ARM. Ubuntu 25.10 shows us what to expect for the next Ubuntu LTS 26.04. Canonical continues to deliver a resilient, performant Linux operating system trusted by individuals and enterprises alike, from makers and developers to Fortune 500 companies, across hardware from IoT devices to modern data centers. We note exceptional progress on memory safe utilities and the enhancements to TPM-backed full disk encryption. On the other hand, users upgrading to Ubuntu 25.10 have encountered an inability to install or update Flatpak packages. The issue is caused by changes to the AppArmor rules applied when running the Fuser Mount 3 utility. Due to incorrectly configured access rules, attempts to install or update packages using the Flatpak utility result in an error about being unable to mount the /var/temp/flatpak-cache-directory. This issue has been rated critical. An update to the AppArmor rule set has been developed and is currently being tested. Until it is ready, disabling the AppArmor profile for Fuser Mount 3 can be used as a temporary workaround. 4 days after the release of OpenSSH 10.1, a maintenance release of OpenSSH 10.2 was published. The new version contains only bug fixes, with full information at the link in the show notes. Luanti 5.14.0 has been released. Luanti is a free cross-platform sandbox game engine that allows players to create Roblox-like games with voxel mechanics, using various blocks to collaborate with players to build structures and buildings that resemble a virtual world. Some games built on this engine aspire to clone Minecraft. The engine's gameplay relies entirely on a set of mods created in Lua. The engine is written in C++ using the Ehrlich MT3D library. Luanti's code is licensed under the LGPL and its game assets are licensed under CC BY-SA 3.0. Pre-built builds are available for various Linux distributions, Android, FreeBSD, Windows, and macOS. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll see you next week.